You're listening to WMIE, Coco, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Coco Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
Welcome to Trumpet of Truth with Sherry Medlock. May Holy Spirit guide you into all truth as Sherry sows God's love letter, the Bible, one book at a time, chapter, verse, and line by line. Sherry will also serve you Mystery Moment, Scott's Stuff, and an anointed prayer for healing. And now, here is Sherry Medlock.
God bless you. Thank you, Mr. Announcer Scott Merson, and welcome to Trumpet of Truth. Please open your King James Bibles to the great book of Revelation, chapter 9, verse 4, where we left off last time. Revelation, chapter 9, verse 4. Before we begin, I want to invite every prayer warrior filled with the Holy Spirit in the United States of America to join me each Wednesday night at 6 p.m. for fervent intercessory prayer for our precious President Donald Trump and for the United States of America. We're not warring with flesh and blood, but with principalities and powers and rulers of darkness. This is a spiritual warfare. Let us take back our country for Jesus and for the Bible. We're in a war, so come and join me. All of you understand that the greatest ministry you can have next to the word is to pray. All that other stuff doesn't even compare. You need to learn to pray, and I'm teaching it here on Wednesday night, 6 p.m. Now, I always teach the word first. I teach another book of the Bible. I'm no longer in Cocoa, Florida. I am now in Suntree, Florida, right beside the produce place. Actually, I'm hidden behind the produce place. One of these years, we're going to have a sign to let you find me. But right now, it's 2565 Sellers Lane, Melbourne, Florida, 32940, Wednesday, 6 p.m., intercessory prayer for President Trump and for the United States of America. Prayer, power, hour.
Amen.
And now, Revelation chapter 9, verse 4. When we were in Revelation 6, the Lord Jesus taught us seven seals. Seals are signs of the end of this flesh age, and I taught them to you. And you're supposed to have them sealed in your forehead, in your brain. If you have those seven seals, you will not be deceived when the deceiver, the Antichrist, comes. And then he told us that the four angels are holding back four enemies of God. And we're going to talk about those today. And then he began last week teaching us the seven trumpets. While the seals are signs, the trumpets are the actual events, action of those signs. Lights, camera, action. And we learned that four of those trumpets have already sounded, so we're getting close. And then we left off last time with the fifth trumpet sounding, and it's still sounding, and it hasn't stopped sounding yet. The fifth trump is a time of teaching, so you're hearing it sound now. Now, I want to tell you that my title for this lesson is The Antichrist, the Fallen Angels, and the Demons. Now, when the fifth trumpet sounded last time, he gave us a metaphor of enemies of God called the locust army. So we studied the insect locust, and we found that its time is 5 months, from May to September, from Passover to the Feast of Tabernacles, and that there are four stages of the locust army. There's the gnawing away. There's the swarmer. Boy, they group think everybody the same thing. They devour, and then they consume. And this is a metaphor of a part of the locust army that is alive and the enemies of God right now. They are human beings, and they are called the educational system, the economical system, the religious system, and the political system. And they are devouring away all of this socialism, communism, all this coup being pulled on our wonderful president. All of that is the first part of that locust army, that fifth trumpet's telling you about them. But when we left off last week, we learned that there's the B part of the locust army, And they are not here yet, although they are checking us out. And they are called the fallen angels. The Hebrew word is Nephilim. I taught them to you in Genesis 6, and I taught them to you in Jude. They are angels, but they will refuse to be born again. Born again means refuse to be born above. Instead of being born of women, they came down and seduced the beautiful daughters of Etha Adam, the man Adam, and produced a hybrid. That was really too much, so they are now held in chains, Jude tells us. But they are coming back with the Antichrist, who is their God, and they are coming back before Jesus comes, and they are coming at the sixth trump with the Antichrist. But the fifth trump is telling you about them. Now we're going to learn more about them, because I want to tell you, they are checking us out even right now. So, and they are going to come into the Christian church with great swelling words. They are charismatic. They are beautiful. While they are fallen angels, they still have the form of a man, and they're going to seduce the whole world, and they're going to preach that their daddy is Jesus. They're going to go, half of the body of Christ will believe it. They will try to come in here. I will know. Will you know? So the fallen angels, part B, the fifth trumpet, is teaching you of this.
Verse 4, and it was commanded them that they should not hurt the grass of the earth, neither any green thing, neither any tree.
Now, in the natural, locusts will eat anything green in their path. I wonder if they would eat the New Green Deal. I kind of wish they would, don't you? Okay, they said, now don't eat anything green. I'll explain that.
But only those men who have not the seal of God in their foreheads.
All right, as the fallen angels come, the fifth trump is telling you that, they're coming with the Antichrist in the sky, as though Jesus is coming with his entourage. The devil, who is the Antichrist, is coming with his entourage, and they're going to be teaching you all kind of things, but they are not to even touch anyone who has the seal of God in their foreheads. I taught you that. If you didn't get it, you better go back and learn it, because that'll keep you from being deceived. But anyone who does not have the seal of God, that's the seven seals I taught you in Genesis 6, they can touch you. That means they are able to deceive you. You can be touched with their lie, because there won't be any reason for you to believe they're not real. Paul tells us in 2 Corinthians chapter 11 that the devil himself is coming back transformed as an angel of light. Transform means disguised. Light is Jesus. So the devil is coming back disguised as the light of the world, Jesus. But it says no strange thing that the devil's angels, his ministers, are also coming back transformed as ministers of light. So they're going to be ministers preaching great swelling words. But they cannot touch you. Green means you're alive. If you have those seven seals that I taught you in Revelation 6, you won't be deceived by the lie. The lies can't touch you.
Amen. Verse 5, and to them it was given that they should not kill them, but that they should be tormented 5 months.
Now, even though all the world is going to be deceived by these fallen angels preaching that their daddy is God, and even half the body of Christ, they are said don't kill them. The what is the torment? Means to put the fear of God in them. When you hear these beautiful preachers coming in and preaching, and they go to do signs and lying wonders, and I mean, they're gorgeous and they're wonderful, you are going to have the fear of God. Torment means fear. It's going to put the fear of God in you. If you don't know the seven seals, you will think that they are Apostle Peter and Paul and John and Abraham.
And that torment was as a torment of a scorpion.
Okay.
When he striketh a man.
We talked about the scorpion last time. We learned that the scorpion attacks his victim with his tail, and that the scorpion has venom in his tail. So these fallen angels are going to be preaching the lies that their father is the Savior, Theosata, God's Savior. And it's going to be like poison to you if you believe it. Understand? They will put the fear of God in you, except you be worshiping the wrong God. So these are the fallen angels. They're coming at the sixth trump. The fifth trump is telling you now they're about to appear.
6. And in those days men shall seek death and shall not find it, and shall desire to die, and death shall flee from them.
All right, we'll come back to the 5 months. That's coming up in a little bit. Okay, now, the fallen angels are saying that their daddy, who is the devil with Jesus' costume on, is God. Now, we know that Jesus is life. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, right? Yep. Now, we learn in Hebrews 2:14 that the devil's name is death. So because of these fallen angels preaching all over the media, in the government, all over planet Earth, and even in half the body of Christ to see, Matthew 25, half have no oil in their lamp, everybody's going to want to go to this God. They don't know it's death. They say, come on, come on, come on, come on. We want to see you. We desire you, Mr. Death. But they think they're saying, we desire you, life. They think it's the Savior, even the Christians. Understand?
Yes.
They're desiring, but they're really desiring death. Now, why are they desiring the Antichrist, thinking he's Jesus, the Christians? And why do they not see him? Because the time of the locust army and the time of the Antichrist, they come together, is 5 months. Now, we learned in the book of Daniel that the hour of temptation, the hour of the Antichrist, was originally 7 years. Remember that?
Yes.
But it was divided into halves, times, and half time. 3.5 years and 3.5 years. Now, the book of Ecclesiastes says there's nothing new under the sun. What has been will be again. So, watching that timetable, in Mark 13, Jesus said that the time of the Antichrist has been shortened for the elect's sake. And we just heard that the time of the locust army is 5 months, and we're about to hear that the Antichrist time is 5 months. They come together. It's been shortened to 5 months. Five is a number of grace. Thank goodness for that. Mm-hmm. However, remember, times, and half time? 2.5 years and 2.5 years. While the fallen angels and Lucifer, the devil, the Antichrist, are coming in the sky, Revelation 12, kicked out by Michael the archangel at the sixth trumpet, the ones you're going to be aware of will be the image of the beast, the image of the Antichrist. The image will be these fallen angels. They'll be preaching. So they have 2.5 years to preach you and get you ready. And you'll say, come on, God. And the Christians and see would say, come, Lord Jesus, hurry up, we want you to appear. Because the Antichrist doesn't actually take over so the whole world can worship him until that last 2.5 years, understand?
Yes.
So everybody's seeking death, thinking they're seeking life. Come, God. The see Christians say, come, Lord Jesus, and you're asking for death to come.
7, and the shape of the locusts were like unto horses prepared unto battle.
Okay. Horses mean power, now battle. We do know that when the real Jesus comes after the Antichrist, Jesus is bringing an army. Jesus is getting an army ready in heaven right now. Hopefully some of our loved ones, people we know who love God, and he's coming. One of the battles that Jesus is coming is called the Battle of Armageddon. That will be when the devil, calling himself Christ, will be in Jerusalem, and these same fallen angels will be there around him, and Jesus will fight them, and the devil and his angels will lose that battle. We'll get into that later on in Revelation. But these fallen angels are coming, preparing you to battle. They want you to get on their side. They're going to deceive you and make you think their daddy is Jesus. He's called Theosophist, God's Savior. The whole world will go after him. So they want you to get on their side to be prepared to win the battle. It's all deception.
And on their heads were crowns like gold.
Oh, kings wear crowns. Now, we learned in Revelation chapter 1 that Jesus calls you, dedicated Christian, a king, right?
Yep.
So you are crowned a king. And of course, Jesus is coming back with his entourage, the real Jesus, and they'll be kings. So these fallen angels, everything is imitating Satan, everything about him imitates Jesus. They are kings of the Antichrist. So they wear crowns. They are kings. Later on in Revelation, we'll hear more of them.
And the faces was the faces of men.
an angel is a young man. Even Gabriel is the man. I understand men, but they're supernatural. They're gorgeous. They're beautiful. They do signs and lying wonders. So they're not demons. They are fallen angels, but they're coming in the cloud, and we're going to find out how they're going to get here with Satan, the Antichrist, and you're going to think it's Jesus and his army, and they are beautiful, and they are crowned like kings.
Eight. And they had hair as the hair of women.
This is a metaphor. This means they're going to be gentle. They're not going to scare you to death. They're going to say peace and safety. The Savior, Theosotis, is going to bring peace on earth to catch you off guard. Gentle, like a real woman is.
And their teeth were the teeth of lions.
Uh-oh, lying through their teeth. A lion rips and shakes his victim. They are rip-off artists, and they are trying to shake your faith to take you off guard so you will worship the Antichrist. Antichrist doesn't mean against Christ. This particular Greek word means instead of. He's going to pretend to be Christ. Peace and safety, cause craft to prosper. A great revival in the deceived part of the Christian church. The whole world will go after him. We'll tell you more about that in Revelation 13.
Nine, and they had breastplates, as it were, breastplates of iron.
Now, we know that in the book of Exodus that Aaron, the first man high priest, was given a breastplate. It had the beautiful 12 jewels on both sides, representing the 12 tribes of Israel. And like all good real priests, a real priest goes before God and intercedes by name hours and hours and hours for other people. That's because they've got a soft heart, a heart of love. But these priests, remember Jesus calls you a priest. Now, I know all of you. That's why I think I'm so grateful all of you show up every Wednesday night and you're praying your heart out. That shows you're a real priest. But these priests are hard-hearted. Like iron, they don't give a darn about you. But they're called priests because they're imitating everything that Jesus is. Satan is imitating. Hard-hearted.
And the sound of their wings was as a sound of chariots, of many horses running to battle.
The wings does not mean flap, flap wings. It's talking about the sound of a vehicle. All of us mostly have probably flown in airplanes. You know how the airplane, how it gets up like that, the sound, okay?
Yes.
Okay, this is talking about highly polished bronze circular vehicles. They are mentioned in the book of Ezekiel, chapter 1 and chapter 2. Ezekiel had never seen an airplane or a flying object, so he said a wheel within a wheel. And he said they are like amber. In the Hebrew, that was Hebrew, there's no color amber. Amber means highly polished bronze. And so what Ezekiel saw was a formation of circular, highly polished bronze vehicles, and with the throne of God on it and people in it, angelic hosts in it. Well, this is how the fallen angels are going to get from heaven. They're actually held in a place called Tartarus where they're kicked out, and how Michael's going to kick out the devil. They're going to come in these circular, highly polished bronze vehicles, and they are coming there. Now, there's no such thing as an unidentified flying object. They're only unidentified to people who do not know God's word. You do not know how God travels, and then the devil is going to imitate the same thing. Those unidentified objects are real, and the people who really saw them, those are these same vehicles in which the fallen angels are going to come at the sixth trump. We're ending the fifth one now, and Antichrist is coming, and they're coming to earth. Now, they're not here yet, but let me tell you something. The fallen angels have been checking us out. Isaiah says they go up to the windows like doves. They try to act like they are the Holy Spirit. They go and they fly into places where the truth is being taught, where the 7,011 are teaching. In my place in Cocoa, I literally stood at my door and saw them. And just like Ezekiel says, I saw them turn on their side, and I saw the faces with them. They were checking us out because we're teaching the truth, and we're going to be their enemy when they come. So while they haven't landed here, they only land at the sixth trump, they are here now. So remember that these fallen angels are the B part of the locust army. The first part of the locust army, as we talked last week, are already here. That's the socialists and the communists and all of those people calling themselves human beings trying to pull a coup and destroy our country. But so now we have it. The fifth trumpet says the fallen angels are on their way with the Antichrist.
10, and they had tails like unto scorpions, and there were stings in their tails.
Lying venom.
Their power was to hurt men 5 months.
There's the 5 months. Remember, I just explained that. In other words, the 7 years are divided, 3.5, 3.5. Mark 13, Jesus shortened it for the elect's sake. Their time is 5 months. And we're going to, again, hear the Antichrist time is 5 months, but it's divided 2.5, 2.5. Now, the fallen angels will be here during the whole reign of Antichrist, but they make their big preacher pretending to be great preachers in the pulpit and on the air the first 2.5 years there. In other words, they are beginning to form now, so you can watch out for them.
11. And they had a king over them, which is the angel of the bottomless pit.
Now see, our king is Jesus. When Jesus comes with his entourage, Jesus is king. Their king is the angel of the bottomless pit. Angel here means cherub. Luke 14, Lucifer, that cherub, said, I will be God. He will let nobody else play that part. He is the instead of Christ, coming back disguised as Christ, and he's got two horns of a lamb, acting like the Lamb of God, Jesus, but the voice of a dragon. Dragon, another name for the devil. Why does he call him the king of the bottomless pit? There is no bottom to his wiles. Now, God is going to show you for real two times in the Hebrew and the Greek in the Bible who the Antichrist is. It's not a human being. The devil's never going to let anybody play that part. But remember, he's coming back disguised as an angel of light, 2 Corinthians 11, as Jesus.
Whose name in the Hebrew tongue is Abaddon. But in the Greek tongue, his name, Apollyon.
You see, this was given so long ago, and Jesus knew we'd be studying Hebrew and Greek. Apollyon in the Hebrew means destroyer, devourer. Paul says, your enemy, the devil, goes around like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may destroy, whom he may devour. Okay, he just said the devourer is the king of the bottomless pit. Well, who's Apollyon? Apollyon means perdition, which means man of sin. Paul told us in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, the real Jesus will not appear until the man of sin, Apollyon, perdition, appears. And Ezekiel chapter 28, King Tyrus has already been sentenced to perdition, man of sin, to turn to ashes from within and be no more. So here in the mouth of two or three witnesses, the matters are established. The king of the bottomless pit is the devourer, the devil, the man of sin, the devil, coming before Jesus, calling himself instead of Christ. He's coming at the sixth trump with the fallen angels. The fifth trump's telling you that now, so you get ready. Got it?
Yeah.
12. One woe is past. And behold, there come two woes more hereafter.
Okay, now that's a woe only to those of you who did not get the seven seals. I taught them here. You might want to go back and pick them up.
Verse 13. And the sixth angel sounded, and I heard a voice from the four horns of the golden altar.
Okay, on the altar there are four powers. They are the cherubs, keep guard, grab and grasp, Zoe in the Greek, Zun in the Hebrew, who guard the throne. And a voice is coming out. Now the sixth trumpet is about to sound. In the natural, all five have sounded, but the fifth one is still sounding. You're hearing the fifth one now. The fifth one has not stopped. When this one stops, a time of learning, fifth is a time of learning, you just learned a lot, then the sixth will sound. But just before the sixth one sound, something happens. The voice says, wait just a second.
Which is before God. 14. Saying to the sixth angel, which had the trumpet, loose the four angels which abound in the great river Euphrates.
Okay, the sixth trumpet is about to sound. The fifth trumpet is coming to an ending. And wait a minute. Just before the sixth trumpet sounds, which will be the Antichrist and the fallen angels coming as Jesus and his host, open the river Euphrates. Euphrates means a bridge between Babel and the truth, confusion and the truth. Okay, got it? So he says, what it means is, what's in the river Euphrates? Demons, evil spirits. Remember, I entitled this, The Antichrist, the Fallen Angels, and the Demons. So he says, just before the sixth trumpet sounds, open the river Euphrates and let all the demons of hell come out so the devil can have an advantage, so everybody will be deceived. And did you know the whole world's going to be deceived in half the body of Christ? Matthew 25, have five are foolish, have no oil. And these demons play their part in it, they're evil spirits. Now, we'll be able to see the Antichrist, he's beautiful. And we'll be able to see the fallen angels, they're beautiful. Demons are evil spirits, but they whisper in your ear and they attack you. Now, Pastor Murray used to say there's not a demon under every bush, but I have to tell you, he's going back to heaven now. River Euphrates is open, yep, there's a demon under every bush. You know why you don't come to church like you ought to? There's a demon. You think it's so sweet. You think you got to do this, you got to do that. It's a demon. You know why you don't give your all? You know why you don't have the Holy Spirit? You know why you don't pray enough? You know why you don't give your life to God? Demons say, don't do that. You don't have to do that. You're nice. You're good. And they tell you how good you are and how sweet you are because you do go to church on Sunday. Okay, demons, demons, demons. Okay, the demons are. Now the sixth trumpet's going to sound.
Verse 15. And the four angels were loosed, which were prepared for an hour, and a day, and a month, and a year, for to slay a third part of men.
Okay, that word aveil means a specific day, a specific hour, a specific month, a specific year. There's an appointed time for them to be loosed. And it's just before the sixth trumpet sounds. They are being loosed now. There are going to be more of them loosed as that sixth trumpet sounds. There's an appointed time for the Antichrist to come with his fallen angels. And an appointed time for those demons to be loosed. And they are being loosed right now to keep you from being what you're supposed to be in this last little dispensation of grace. Don't you understand? The demons keep telling you how good you are, and they try to keep you from being all you could be. Do you understand? You're supposed to be all in, nothing held back. All to Jesus I surrender.
Amen.
Hallelujah. What's the third part? I explained this last time. In the world that then was, 2 Peter 3:6, the first earth age world is eon. We were all with God. Ecclesiastes says, when you die, your spirit returns to God who gave it. We were there in a spiritual body. And we learned that when Lucifer said, I will be God, one third of God's children followed him right then. And we'll learn more about that in Revelation 12. Well, that third is right now in the human form. And it was their second chance. It kind of looks like that they're going to believe that their daddy's God again. I mean, some people you just can't convince with the truth.
16. And the number of the army of the horsemen were 200,000, and I heard the number of them.
Now, these are not talking about the demons. These are talking about the fallen angels. At the sixth trump, they will come, and will be so many of them, you cannot count them. Remember, Satan is an imitator. He's going to pretend to be Christ, the instead of Christ, instead of Christ, with his angels. Jesus is coming with his, Enoch said, 10,000 times 10,000, you can't count them. So they're just tons of them. By the way, Jude says they're locked in chains right now, but they're going to be released for one more pretty, and we're going to hear more of them as we move along in Revelation.
17. And thus I saw the horses in a vision, and them that sat on them had breastplates of fire.
Okay. Now he's seeing the fallen angels sitting on these round circular polished vehicles, okay? That's the vehicles they're coming in. They're sitting on them just like Ezekiel saw them. What does it say, breastplates of fire? Now we know that Hebrews 12:29 says, our God, the true God, is a consuming fire. A real God is a real fire. But these are breastplates, means they are priests. They are priests of the strange fire. Remember, Eli the prophet had two sons, Hophni and Phinehas, and they preached strange fire, the lie. They are saying their daddy is the true fire. So these are priests of the strange fire, priests of the devil, calling him Christ, and they're calling themselves the real priest. So that fire is the Antichrist, and these are their priests, their preachers, great swelling words. They will try to come in here.
And Jaseth is
a zircon. You've heard the advertisers say, young man, you don't have enough money to buy a real diamond for your girlfriend on Valentine's Day. Get her a zircon. It looks like it. It's an imitation. So these are imitators. They are imitating the ministers of God. They are imitating the 7,000 elect who have the truth, but they are imitating Jaseth.
Brimstone.
And brimstone. Brimstone in the Hebrew and Greek means sulfur. All right. Now, we got the Antichrist, the fire. We got the Jaseth here, the fallen angels, the imitators, and we got the demons who smell like sulfur. In the natural, when I cast out demons, Scott and I have done this, they actually smell like sulfur. They have a smell. But you've heard the expression, there's something rotten in Denmark. In other words, hold your nose, there's something not true here. That lie stinks, you know. Okay, so there they are, the priest preaching that their daddy is Jesus. The fallen angels are those priests, and the demons are mixing with them. To help them along, to whisper on your shoulder, you don't need to go to church tonight.
And the heads of the horses was the heads of lions.
Okay, the heads of the horses were the heads of lions. Now we know that Jesus, our real Lord, is the lion of the tribe of Judah, the king. But the Antichrist is going back as a lion, seeking whom he may devour. So their head is Satan, that fake lion. Understand? He is the commander-in-chief.
For their mouth issued fire.
Okay, out of their mouth they say, Theosata is here, God's Savior, Theosata, God's Savior. While the 7,000 elect, the two witnesses are going to say, no, wait for the true Christ. They're going to say, our God is here, fire. This is the real one, they'll say, strange fire.
Smoke.
And then out of their mouths goes smoke, hot air, smoke screen, light.
And brimstone.
And sulfur, there we are. We have the fire, the Antichrist. We have the smoke, the fallen angels lying. And we have the brimstone, the demons. Kind of like an unholy trinity, isn't it? And all of this is coming before the real Jesus. But it'll be a great revival in half of the Christian church. There would be no reason for you not to believe. It's going to be good miracles, signs, and lying wonders. They're coming in the sky. Jesus says in Luke 10:18, I saw Satan fall as lightning from heaven. Woo! I took it in every pot. He'll pay your mortgage. Oh, hallelujah, you'll be saying. And you will be worshiping the devil. Yeah. And his fallen angels and demons will be helping you. Are they maybe helping you a little bit now? Are you totally dedicated? Are you still got a few reservations?
18. By these three was a third part of men killed.
That's that same third that followed him in the first earth age. God gave them a second chance. They are here. It means spiritually dead. It doesn't mean they're going to murder them. They're going to die eternally. But they're not only the only ones. They are going to, half the body of Christ, Matthew 25, is going to worship the Antichrist. Revelation 13, the whole world's going to go after him. Only the 7,000 elect will know the difference. And we are pumping that truth out now so that we learned that there are 144,000 yet to be sealed in their forehead. Come on, 144,000, get the truth so you won't be deceived. Amen. Will you be deceived?
By the fire and by the smoke and by the brimstone.
By the strange fire, Lucifer, the devil, Antichrist, saying he's a true fire. By the demons, the angels giving you the lies, hot air, and the sulfur, the sticky smell of lies. Something's rotten in Denmark by the demons.
Which issued out of their mouths. 19. For their power is in their mouths.
Words have power. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. In other words, Jesus is the tree of life, but the Antichrist, Mr. Death, is coming before him, calling himself the Savior.
And in their tails were their tails like unto serpents, and had heads, and with them they do hurt.
Okay, each one has heads. In the book of Jeremiah, God says, I wish my Christian children were as organized and faithful as the devil is. The devil has his army. He's got his lieutenants. He's got his majors. Nobody gets out of order. They would never usurp the authority of the one in charge. They would never say something snarky behind the back. They never take that place. They are so organized. So each one, they're going to be in perfect order. And with that order, because they're so orderly, they're going to be organized. And only if you have the seven seals, which I taught you in Revelation 6, will you not be deceived. Praise ye the Lord. Yep. The fire, the smoke, the brimstone, the Antichrist, the fallen angels, and the demons. Be not deceived. We'll begin right there next time. I hope you will be. Normally at this time, I do mystery moment, questions and answers to give you the mystery, but I think I just gave you a lot of mystery. So instead, I'm going to introduce to you the owner of the produce place in Suntree, Florida, man of God, my twin friend, Scott Merson. How are you, Scott?
I'm doing very well, Miss Sherry. That was mystery moment. The whole thing was.
Oh, that was mystery moment, wasn't it? Well, you know, Scott, David left his stuff in the cart, and Ezekiel put his stuff in the bag. What is Scott's stuff?
That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thy heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Romans 10:9.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
The prayer of salvation.
Yep.
And speaking of that, we're going to pray for any of you who are not saved. I am going to pray for the sick. Let's pray for those of you who are lost. Let's pray this right now. Father, in Jesus' name, I confess I have sinned.
Father, in Jesus' name, I confess I have sinned.
I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead.
I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead.
Please forgive me for all my sins.
Please forgive me for all my sins.
Please wash them away with the blood of Jesus.
Please wash them away with the blood of Jesus.
Fill me and lead me by the Holy Spirit.
Fill me and lead me by your Holy Spirit.
Grow me in the Word.
Grow me in your Word.
And use me.
And use me.
To win many souls.
To win many souls.
To the Lord Jesus.
To the Lord Jesus.
Jesus is Lord.
Jesus is Lord.
Amen. 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 Now, for those of you out in cyberspace, if you prayed that, my announcer in a little bit will give you my number, and I ask you to call and leave that message on my voicemail. Now, let me pray for those of you who are sick. The Lord still heals. Precious Father, in the name of Jesus, excuse me, I ask that the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in your wings, as you said in Malachi 4. The wings are laser beams of light. We ask, Lord Jesus, you would do your laser beams of surgery. Go into the left rib and move the cancer. Go into the right rib and move the cancer. Go into the left lung and move the cancer. Go into the right lung and move the cancer. Go into the intestines and move the hernia. Go into the brain and remove the blood clots. Remove the blocked arteries.
Yes.
Remove arthritis. Remove disease. Remove congestion.
Yes.
Remove death in Jesus' name.
Yes.
He sent his word and healed you from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. Arise, take up your bed and be healed. He sent his word and healed you. He restores health and cure to you. With Jesus' stripes,
right,
you are healed. You shall not die but live and declare the works of God. To God be the glory.
Amen.
Thank you, Father. We give you all praise and honor. For those of you who were healed then, you might want to also tell me that and leave that message so that we can also praise God and pray and praise him and give him the praise and honor. I want to thank all of you for listening. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Now you know nothing is yours to keep. Don't be selfish. Go give it away. These beautiful truths you learn, I mean, when you see somebody walking in the lake of fire and they turn around to you and say, why didn't you tell me? You're going to feel really bad. Your job is to pray and win souls by knowing the Word of God, by being filled with the Holy Spirit. The rest of that is almost superfluous. You'll do all that other stuff if you learn to do these things. So go and tell. This is your host, Sherry Medlock, I love you and I thank you for loving the Lord. Don't forget to come on Wednesday's intercessory prayer, one of the greatest ministries you can ever do. You might like also to come on Sunday, 5 p.m. We record this live radio broadcast then, 5 p.m. Sundays, Wednesdays, 6 p.m. I love all of you. And I can't wait until next time when you and I get together as the family of God to hear the joyful sound of
the trumpet of truth. Yeah.
Thank you for listening to Trumpet of Truth with Sherry Medlock. Sherry invites you to call her for prayer at 321-632-4631. Again, 321-632-4631. We can't wait until next week at the same time when you join us and hear the joyful sound of the Trumpet of Truth.
You are listening to WMIE, Bavard's home for the very best in contemporary modern praise and worship music, 91.5 FM.
Calling all Christians who love America, Sherry Medlock of Trumpet of Truth invites you to join her every Wednesday evening at 6 p.m. to pray fervently for President Donald Trump and for America. Let us take back our country for Jesus and the Bible. Sherry is in Sun Tree next to the Produce Place at 2565 Sellers Lane in Melbourne. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much, and may God save America. Once again, that's Wednesday evenings at 6 o'clock, and the place, 2565 Sellers Lane in Melbourne. And join us right here on 91.5 FM WMIE every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. for Trumpet of Truth.
Now there is no condemnation. Now there is no guilt or shame for those who have been covered by the blood of Jesus. And now the words of our accuser have been robbed of all their power, and the enemy has been defeated by the blood of Jesus. So we stand with our hearts washed clean, and we lift up our hands and sing. We are more than conquerors. We are more than conquerors. God, if you are for us, who can be against us? We are more than conquerors. We are more than conquerors. God, if you are for us, who can be against us? What can separate us from your love? Once we were the slaves and prisoners, now we're children of the King. Sons and daughters saved by the blood of Jesus. So tell me, death, where is your victory? And tell me, grave, where is your sting? You've been swallowed up in life forever by the blood of Jesus. And
enemy has been, the enemy will be defeated. By the blood of the Lamb, by the word of our testimony, the enemy has been, the enemy will be defeated. By the blood of the Lamb, by the word of our testimony, the enemy
ever. Hey, this is Mark Ballmer from Lessons for Living. We hope that you're enjoying the radio program. This is a great radio station, 91.5. We pray that God will help you do life right.
Here I am, Lord, and I'm drowning in your sea of forgetfulness. The chains of yesterday surround me. I yearn for peace and rest. I don't want to end up where you found me. And it echoes in my mind, keeps me awake tonight. I know you've cast my sin as far as the east is from the west. And I stand before you now as though I've never sinned. But today I feel like I'm just one mistake away from you leaving me this way. Jesus, can you show me just how far the east is from the west? 'Cause I can't bear to see the man I've been come rising up in me again. In the arms of your mercy I find rest. 'Cause you know just how far the east is from the west, from one scarred hand to the other. Start the day the war begins, endless reminding of my sin. And time again, your truth is drowned out by the storm I'm in. Today I feel like I'm just one mistake away from you leaving me this way.
Jesus, can you show me just how far the east is from the west? 'Cause I can't bear to see the man I've been come rising up in me again. In the arms of your mercy I find rest. 'Cause you know just how far the east is from the west. From one scarred hand to the other, I know you've washed me white, turned my darkness into light. I need your peace to get me through, to get me through this night. I can't live by what I feel, but by the truth your word reveals, that I'm not holding on to you, but you're holding on to me. You're holding on to me. Jesus, you know just how far the east is from the west.
Worried world where freedom awaits from that burden you've got locked inside. Oh, how you tend to hide. So won't you go there with me down to the riverside where the water runs free and you can let your heart swing open wide. Won't you swing it open? Cause baby, you are made to carry such a load. Lay it down and we can watch it go down the river of grace. Oh, the river of grace. And all it takes is a little bit of faith, and Jesus comes and carries it away down the river of grace. Oh, you, and you can go anytime, and it's there.